I think all of us, we are fresh and refreshed, recharged, and ready to take on the task that's before us. I just want to recap on the address which was made by the chairperson of the NCOP in the workshop that we attended on the 9th and the 10th of February. That as members of the NCOP, we've got responsibility. As members of the NCOP, we've got challenges before us. But what is important is to have strategy to deal with the issues that are facing us. If I have to quote the quote that he said, the significant problems we have today cannot be solved at the same level of thinking with which we created them. So, and maybe also to indicate that from the workshop that we had, I think we learned a lot. We interacted, and you know, there's one thing that I learned, which I really appreciate, that we work as a team. As we are seated here, we are a team. For us to succeed, we have to value the input of each and every member of our committee. We must also take into consideration that people are not the same. We are not the same. That those people that can talk and talk and talk, and that those people who believe in listening, digesting, and analyzing, and make short input. But at the end of the day, we work as a collective. I think it's something that I'm going to request from all members, but this is what has been happening since I became the chairperson of this committee. We have been as a family, which I'm still looking forward to, and that we are still going to work as a committee, as a family. We are going to so respect one another. When us members make them input, everybody is allowed. It's our constitutional right that we should make input, contribute. Every member is going to be given that opportunity to do that in a very respectful way. If there are instances where we are going to disagree, we are going to do that in a very decent and respectful way, so that the integrity of this committee remains. Because what is important is that we are leaders. We are leaders. We've got people that have mandated us, so we have to lead by example. On that note, I'm going to refer the members to our proposed, the agenda of the meeting of today. But maybe before we go to the to our agenda, I'm just going to request members. You know, we are from research, you know, we communicated last year, you know, maybe our voices are not like when we left 2009, you know, just to check, you know. I'm just going to allow each member 2 minutes just to make an input. Then we, after that, we'll go to our agenda. Honorable Baba, that's going to start with you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to also welcome all my colleagues here from the other parties as well. And just to say as well, we're sitting here as provinces and not parties. And to me, that is very important that we see that there is a fine line, but that we are here for everyone, not just for our political parties. And I believe that we've got a very, very serious year, specifically on education this year coming, lying in front of us. We've got a hell of a big challenge, and I believe that the NCOP should be one of the, specifically this committee. We should work out strategies that we can give over to the officials, because I really believe that when we listened to the report last year of the Department of Education, that there were a few failures that we picked up here in our committee. And I believe that it's our duty, we mustn't just leave everything to the NA. But I really believe we at the NCOP can add value and then also then give some information over to the department, which we as committee believe they should look after, and specifically with our oversight. We must pick up things here. We must not just go on a joyride. We must really look at everything on our oversight. And then we as committee must see to it, and I want to stress this, we must see to it that the department takes us seriously and do something about the observations that we do, and not just say, okay, thanks for the observation, and let it be. Because I think that is what's happening to us all the time as NCOP. We're not being taken seriously, and we are a committee, a select committee, and a committee of parliament. So that's important. Thanks, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. I'm not going to repeat what you and Honourable Member Faber was saying now, but I just agree on all of what you were saying. I'm very pleased to be in the first meeting of this year, and I hope that we reach our goal during this year 2010, which we are going to sit down, or already sit down last year for us. So I just want to say that oversight in the different provinces is very important. So we need to go and visit the other province, all the provinces, maybe 50% of them this year, to see if everything is going well about the education, especially the basic education sector in our province. So, and the other thing I just want to stress, Madam Chairperson, thank you very much for the apology. But I've got three notices. The one was the meeting will be going to take place third upper ground floor, 90 Plain Street, and the other one is room M201 Marks Building. So there's actually three different notices. I'll just see to that the correct information is distributed amongst us. Thank you very much. And all the best for you as chairperson, and I look forward for your leading in this committee. Thank you.
Yes, thanks, Chairperson. I'm not sure what to say, but I want to appreciate the way we have been relating to one another previously in this committee. And I agree with you that we need to maintain that kind of relationship. It's a comradely relationship. It's how people have to work as a team, and it encourages everybody to participate fully and get involved in the work of the committee. And we have a tall order this year as a committee. If you would have listened to the president when he was delivering his speech under education, directions are very clear on areas where we are supposed to be doing our oversight, on areas where we are supposed to be doing analysis of whether the policies, the acts of education department are correctly implemented, and the directions that are being given by the president are implemented as far as education is concerned. When you listen from the media, radio, TV, everything is all about education. So education, that's why I'm saying that we have a really tall order as this select committee for us to ensure that all those directives are implemented and are implemented on time to the target, so that we can ensure that quality of education is improved in South Africa. On sports, we know that 2010, there's been a big talk about 2010, that it's going to be also, we need to find a balance. It's going to be a busy year for us also in ensuring that 2010 World International Sports goes well. We do all the necessary work we're expected to do as a committee. So we need to find a balance between all those competing challenges that we have to do our work on. And I would request that the committee, as far as science and technology is concerned, if you remember when we were interacting with the department, there's a lot of exciting things that needs to be done in the science and technology, more especially the visits that we have to pay attention to in all these sites, I don't know, what do they call them, those areas of science and technology that we have to visit, so that we have an insight of what is exactly science and technology all about, what are the issues, and we need to learn more about it as a community. So those are my few words about this. Thanks.
Thanks,
Chairperson.
Chairperson, I'm not going to repeat other thing that is talking about the members, but my first thing I'll say on my side, I'm so happy since last year I arrived here in Parliament. Why? Because it's the first time that I came here. I'm coming from other department. When I arrived here, I identified that I'm supposed to serve in this committee of education. From the first time here, I thought maybe it's only educator that is going to attend this committee. But when I arrived in your committee, since you are the chairperson, I feel comfortable, I feel at home, because I get the support for all the members. Even now, I'm still enjoying to sit in this committee. So I'm saying, third person on my side, thanks for the support since last year until now. And I'll, on my side, I'll say, if God is going to assist us, starting for 2010 to the end, because we are here, we are sending from our province to just work for our provinces. We're not here because of we want to sit here for luxury. We are sent by our province here in Cape Town. So on my side, Chairperson, I'll say thanks for the support because I'm still learning. But because of you and other members in the committee, I'm learning very well. Even if when I arrive at home or maybe in our province, our members, he said, no, there's a change that is is happening about me. So I'll say thanks for your support, even longer as the secretary of the committee all the time when I'm having a problem, is assisting me. I'll say thank you, Chairperson.
And what is Carlo? Let me take the opportunity first to have a few words on this committee. Chairperson, it was a privilege that I was given to be part of this committee. I enjoyed it. I've learned a lot. I like the teamwork in the committee. I like the respect that the committee members have towards the chairperson and the staff that we are working with. I like the commitment of the members that are shown in this committee. I hope for this year we are going to work more harder. It's a short year. We've got very little time to work this year, but for me, because of the teamwork we have already displayed, I think we will have more beautiful results in our work as this committee, and we will show more commitment because of the time, of the short time that we have. And I enjoy being part of this committee. I'm learning a lot. I've thought that because I'm an educator by profession, I know everything. And above all, I was a SATU member, so I know the policies of the government and everything. But the committee has made me to see beyond what I know and to understand more than what I understood before. Thanks for being part of this committee. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just one of your colleagues here just put something into my mind. I was following up on the Soccer World Cup, specifically on the tickets. And I need to say to you that I don't know how we're going to sort it out. I spoke to Mr. Oosthuizen, and he gave me a website and the persons that actually giving out the tickets. There are VIP tickets and box tickets, you know, these Lucy tickets and stuff for the VIPs. But if you go and look at the prices of these, we're talking about around about 6,000 rand a ticket. These prices are ridiculous. So if you want normal tickets, you go to the FIFA.com website. If still available, there are a few tickets, but it's like 400 rand a ticket and 350 rand a ticket. Then you sit right at the corner behind the goalpost. I would just like to know, before I go and buy a few tickets of my own on the internet, are we going to have official, is Parliament, and this I don't know, is Parliament perhaps going to buy a few tickets for select members to be there at ceremonial? Is some of the select committee, or maybe only the MECs, I don't know what the situation is like, because I don't want to buy myself tickets. And then, Honourable Father, we've got a ticket, you must go to Cape Town Stadium, and then I've already bought a ticket. So if we can just get clarity on that, Madam Chair, because I really think time is running out now. Tickets are getting scarcer and scarcer by the day. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Member. I've been listening to all the input, and I'm happy for all the input, but I must indicate that all members have indicated we've got a challenge, in particular the issue of education. Really, it's a burning issue, really, that we still have to work on that. So, and as a team, I think that we are going to manage, and we are going to work. And maybe on the issue of the oversight, I must indicate that we had a meeting, and even now I was with the meeting with the chief whip, where I indicated that the issue of the oversight, really, we seem not to be taking. We, as the committees, will make proposals, but the office there will just come up with another program that sets our program. Mm-hmm. We discuss the matter of the oversight, that our responsibility, we are the representatives from the provinces. We are dealing with provinces. We are supposed to be on the ground. That's, I think, 60% of our time we should be based on oversight, of which he agrees with me, and I think we'll get a report back after that. The issue, Honourable Fiber, I think the issue, this is what you are saying is my experience, that it seems as if the NA is superior to the NCOP, but I think it's our responsibility as the NCOP, as the delegates, to indicate and change the mindset of the people. People should understand that we are two houses. If you talk about Parliament, we are talking about the NA and the NCOP. I think it's our responsibility also to change the mindset of the people, because I've experienced that even last year when we were supposed to go for the final draw. But I engaged the department, because they've got this wrong perception that when you talk about Parliament, you talk about the NA. Mm-hmm. But I'm happy that they're starting to realize, but it lacks us, mm-hmm, as leaders from the NCOP, you know, to change that mindset, you know, even with our colleagues there, that we are equal, we've got equal responsibilities, as much as the members in the NA are mandated by the electorate. So we are the same, you know, we are not different. Our mandate is the same. So I think it's the issue of just changing our mindset. And as leaders here, we must set our foot down, because nobody's doing us a favor. We must, our voices must be heard. And I'm going to depend on you that we must make a mark. The NCOP must be heard. Our voices must be heard. Lastly, on the issue of the tickets, I don't want to say a lot about that, but when I was following the issue of the tickets, apparently there are those ones of 140, because the FIFA take into consideration the level of unemployment in our country. But I think that one will come at the last stage, where you are aware how we are buying tickets now, you electronic, you make application and all that. But they've also considered that we as South Africans, we are used of buying tickets over the counter. I think it's going to be the last phase where it will accommodate everybody. But maybe from this level, like I'm saying, this is our responsibility as members of the SCOP to make the department clear, to change their mindset that we are here as members of parliament, we are equal to NA. When they, whatever that they do to NA, they must know that the NCOP, there's a committee in the NCOP. I've already written a letter requesting tickets for the members. We sent also to Arts and Culture, all the departments that falls under our select committee, to know that we are the same as NA. I'm saying it depends on new members, that our challenge is to change the mindset of the think of the people that SCOP does there. But I think this is our responsibility, and we are going to work on that, and we are going to make our voice heard, and not only my voice, but I'm depending on all members that we should make our voice heard and make people understand and respect the house, the NCOP as a house. I thank you, Honourable Member. Langa, the second item, apologies.
I've received two apologies, Honourable Moroto and Honourable Kunda. Honourable Kunda is attending driving to the Northern Cape, so he won't be part of it. He's driving to the Northern Cape, he's on his way to the Northern Cape to attend the opening of provincial legislature.
I think
I think the other thing is that the issue of the apology of Honourable Rancho, I think it's one of the matters that I discussed with the chief whip this morning. Borocho, I'm sorry, Honourable Rancho. The issue of the joint committees. Procedurally, the joint committees sit on Fridays, not during the week. Because in joint committees, it's members from other committees. So if you take members from this committee and go and sit in the joint committee, it means the committees won't form, won't correct. But we've discussed the matter, and she promised me that they're having a meeting with the chief whip of the NA. Just one of the issues which really I felt that right at the beginning we should deal with that you find a situation where members will excuse themselves from the meeting, which my understanding is that the committees of the NCOP are our priorities. The joint committees should sit on Fridays, but I'll give you a feedback in our next meeting around that matter. Honourable members, can we move to the third item? Consideration and adoption of the first term committee program, outstanding minutes and oversight report.
Yesterday we saw that there is an oversight visit during the 24th. On February. Now,
On the pre-visit to Limpopo, this morning on the programming meeting, we were informed about this pre-visit, yeah? But it looked like as if not all of us in the committees. The committees were already identified, but it seems as if not all of the members in the committees will be leaving. I don't know, have you discussed it with the chairpersons of the house, or is it still going to be discussed? Because it was already said that it's not going to be all members of committee of that. If it's education and social development, not all of those members are going.
Yes, Madam Chair, I think I did mention it yesterday in yesterday's meeting that we've got an understanding between me and Mr. de Villiers in our caucus that what we would like to see, I don't know if it will be able to be working the same way in this committee, because what we are trying to do is that some of us specialize in certain fields. Like, I'm going to be on sport and science and technology, and Mr. de Villiers is going to be specifically looking at education and health. So, if possible, where health and education issues are, that Mr. de Villiers attends to those specifics, because that's where he should start specializing on, where I will try on the sport and the science and technology. And it, I think it will also help when we have oversight visits and things, that perhaps those specific persons on, you know, we've got three or four committees on each cluster. It's just going to make it easier that not everyone goes away at one time. Maybe we must look at something like that. It's just a proposal from my side.
But if there's new developments, I think we'll get a proposal from the meeting. then we'll inform members accordingly. But for now, let's just keep it as it is. And because, like we're saying, education is a priority.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the document, the report that we got, education, health, home affairs, you know, the issues that affect the community directly, where issues that it was like there were many issues in that meeting. That is why our committee was identified as one of those committees that are going to go to Limpopo. The purpose of that is a prerequisite, you know, before taking parliament to the people, because we're going to be in Limpopo, we'll be doing, you know, sort of research, preparations for taking people to the parliament. But I'm saying, let's wait, and then after that we'll maybe look into the issue. If they're saying that we'll need 5 members from the committee, I think it will be upon this committee to agree on the names of the members who are supposed to go to the Limpopo. Honorable leaders, the issue of the oversight, I think even from last year, it was a joint oversight when we prepared, when we were planning that joint oversight, looking into the issue that we are sharing membership. We are only 12. If we are saying that we are going to divide ourselves, it's going to be very problematic. And I think it was still the same thing around the visit that we are supposed to undertake.
Mm-hmm.
But like, when you look into this program, I think it's something that we are going to discuss with Honorable Hasmene, that
mm-hmm.
there's this thing of Limpopo, that is why we put it provisionally.
Mm-hmm.
It's not final, but we are supposed to have an oversight to Limpopo as a preparation for taking parliament to the people. I think it's good. But whatever that we are going to do, we are going to do it as joint oversight because we are sharing membership.
Honorable
Hasmene,
is there anything to say?
I will move for the adoption of the program, but also make a suggestion that in our future programs that we are going to develop in the committee, I'm requesting that we need to consider whether to call in some of these bodies or agencies that are affiliating to the Science and Technology Department to come and make presentations here to us so that we can go deeper into the issues they are mandated to do. And also consider visiting your Quebec site. It's around here,
mm-hmm.
Cape Town, and other sites that you need to identify. There were also visits that invitations that they promised that they would invite us to some of those areas for us to go and interact with them and see for ourselves how are they operating. So that's my suggestion for the next program that we will be developing.
Before that, Honorable Hasmene, let me just put it to the members. Because I said we are going to work as a team.
Mm.
Because now we are dealing with the program for the first term. Maybe say to the members that for the second term, can members, you know, come up with the issues and forward them to my office, so that when we come with a proposed program of action, then we have included all the input from all other members. I think it will assist us. It will really assist us. Is there any seconder to that?
Second
and fourth. Second and fourth.
Yes, second. Yes, I was going to second.
Third.
No, thank you. The program is adopted. I think members got all the minutes in front of them.
Yes.
Honorable
Yeah, I'm cold.
Madam Chair, if just a request to our secretary as well that we get these minutes and all this administrative documents at least a day or two before our meeting, it will make it so much easier for the committee's functioning as well if we can have this documents up front. Then, I mean, we don't have to now quickly read through it and just, I mean, we'd like to go thoroughly through it, even if it may be just a spelling correction or so, but I really do believe that we as a committee must really have these documents up front, Madam Chair, not just getting it here at the moment, spur of the moment when we get here. I'm just requesting, please, that our secretary can look at that.
Thank you, Honourable Faber. I'm going to look into that, because I remember we spoke about this issue in the very same incident committee, that we are not going to allow the situation that members will be given documents on the day of the meeting. I think I'm going to have a meeting with the committee secretary, because really, to me, it's unprofessional. And we have agreed, we want to read, when we come to the meeting, we must be ready. I think we will have to, I'll have a meeting with him after this, and then we'll get the report back. Because it's something that we have discussed in the past. Thank you, Honorable Sir.
Chairperson, I think it will be best for us to receive the documents, say, on the Thursday, because most of us, we're not in Parliament of voting during, say, Monday. We only receive, arrive here at Monday afternoon, yeah, evening. So maybe Wednesday or Thursday will be the most suitable time for receiving.
I'm fine. I'm not Mr. Divide, Honorable Divide.
Yeah. So, Honorable Members, are we saying we are agreed that the document, at least we should receive documents on Thursday? Because all of us members are not here in the Constitution today. And then it will give us an opportunity to take documents and go through them over the weekend and be ready for the next meeting. Are we agreed?
Page 4, the first line, it was reported that Just check on page 14 under resolution. There's a lot of things which the department promised us to do, so that we must follow this up.
Honorable Zivile, you want me also again? I think you must note that because the recommendations, I think, is still form part of our program. I think it will come up after adopting everything, the issues that we have identified. Honorable Faber, move for adoption.
Number 3, the first sentence, there must be a word there, maybe Mr. Fayus, that began.
That began?
Deputy Director General, maybe the TT or what, that must be there.
By outlining objectives of the objectives of the department, which amongst others include development.
Outlining the
objectives.
All the objectives. It should be only one objective.
Yeah.
And the starting of the sentence, okay?
The we have corrected that.
The DDG.
Page 3. page 5. Thank you. favor for adoption? Honorable Bazan? Seconded by Honorable. Can we move now to the report? A draft report of the select.
Excuse me, I don't want to take us back, but I'm struggling with something in the minutes, the previous minutes which we just had, the second and the 11th of November, yeah, on page 10, the last center, the kids up program, that word, the kids, isn't it the Q-U-I-D-S, in that one? Page 10, last sentence. Kids up. Is that correct?
No, it's not.
Yeah. I think it must be the Q-U-I-D-S one.
Kids up.
Q-U-I-D-S. I'm not sure, but... Wasn't that the education from the province or the national education province? I think it was the province.
Yeah, it was the province. The NC for I think 1, 2, 3, or page 2. page 2, the spot with the bottom, that doctor. Is that the name?
I think it was a medical doctor. Medical doctor.
Yeah, that's
right. Shouldn't the doctor's name be in there? I mean, like Dr. Ego or Dr. Whoever.
This is what I'm not. Why did this? Because the doctor, this person posed as a doctor. They're not even sure whether he's a doctor.
That's
I think we should just you know, phrase it in a way that it will indicate that even the from the presentation, the people there, the officials there, they were even not sure whether that person was a doctor or what. The name of the doctor sent to assessment is not known to the school. Yeah. They were not even sure whether it's a doctor. Are we done with page 2? Can we move to page 5? Are we fine? The whole page 5. Page 4.
The correction is on recommendation bullet 4, where it says this whole is issue of non-Zame primary is very sensitive and the department has a moral obligation to treat this matter with the agency it deserves. It doesn't make sense, so something missing here. That's
this
whole issue of non-Zame primary is very primary school is very sensitive. This whole issue of non-Zame primary school. Are we okay?
Yes.
favor for the adoption of the report. Honorable Cecilia, seconded by Honorable Hasmele. I'm going to request Langa. At the end of this meeting, I'm going to request you to make sure that every member is having their whole set of the minutes and the report, because so that members can have an opportunity to go through them and check their recommendation, because they will inform our next program of action. Page 5. I thought you wanted to say something. Fine. Page 5. Page 8. Not yet born. any movement? Honorable citizen? Second member, honorable Moshodi. I must make sure that I pronounce the name correct.
That document is meant to assist you, just present by the researcher. Assist you before the meeting.
Thank you for that explanation. And honorable Cyber, you know, I'm going to request you as honorable member, and that our support staff should treat you as honorable. I don't feel really comfortable that we'll be having staff sitting there, members moving up and down to collect papers. Please, can staff do their work? Can please staff do their work?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, there's just two things that I've picked up. The one is on the resolutions. We must just make sure, like, for instance, if I'm just going to take a quick one. We don't even have to go to the 4th of November. On the page 7, that the resolution was that the department will do a full presentation on the issues of PRISCA and the DTS, DSD and cooperatives in the Western Cape, for instance. We must just follow these up, that these are not resolutions that the department does follow up, because it's easy telling us that they will follow up. You know, I know there's a lot of the community that's going to lose work on this sterrewachting that they want to build. Now, I asked them to come back to us and give us a full report.
Now, you know, sometimes it just happens that these departments, they take us up very lightly because what we ask them, they don't do. So we tend to forget about these as well. And I would just ask our secretary to, as well, maybe just some of these resolutions for sometimes all the resolutions like this, that they will give us a report. Perhaps just give us a document now and then saying this is still outstanding, so that when these departments get back to us, that we can actually ask him on this resolution on this date. You promised us a full presentation on the issue of PRISCA. Have you done this so far? Because we've got a lot of work, Madam Chair. We don't get to these all the time, and then we tend to forget it. And they actually laugh at us behind our backs and saying, yeah, this committee doesn't remember that they ask us this and this. So if our secretary can also just follow that up. And the second point is, what I just picked up, a lot of these reports said, a member said this, and a member said this. I just feel that we're not in grade 1 or 5. It must be, but if a member asks, it must be Honorable Khamedi asked a question on this, or Honorable de Villiers asked this question, because, I mean, we don't know which of the of our colleagues asked this question. So I just believe when we, instead of just saying a member asked this one, it must be specifically Member Khamedi asked this question, or Member de Villiers, or Member, or Honorable Fall, or whatever. It must say who this person was that asked this question. We must know it. For later on, when we get back to pass the report, that we know that Honorable Khamedi asked for the specific thing. I would just also ask if our secretary can perhaps put in the specific names of the members then. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. We must forgive those people with is still a pronunciation that is not okay. They will come around one day. Chairperson, I see on page 5 on the report of Nondame Primary School, ne? There are also some few, I think it's recommendations or whatever. I just want to add on what Honorable Faber has said, because the last one says here the Department of Education will be summoned. I'm not sure, was it already summoned, maybe during my absence last year, to come to appear before the Select Committee and explain what is happening on the school. I think also the Select Committee should take a decision to go back to that place and see if, you see the other thing that is happening, there are promises made. And out of those promises, people will say, we did make a follow-up. And we happened to meet this and this one. Maybe they will go back to that school and meet other people, not the same, the very same community who was complaining about the school or who had issues about the school. So I think we should also make a follow-up of this committee should make a follow-up and see if this has been resolved. Thanks.
Members, firstly, I think the purpose of adopting the report, we cannot act on the report before it's adopted by the committee. That because I think what has happened today with this report, we agree that this is the true reflection of what happened. And then it's only after that, the recommendations, because we have adopted this report, it's only after this meeting, then we are going to look how do we follow up on the issues that we raised and we have adopted, like the issue of calling the department, the provincial department. Now, because we have adopted, now it gives us now a directive that as a committee we have agreed, we have adopted the report, then we can act on the report. I just wanted to
clarify on that matter. Honorable Fyler, I agree with you that we should, after each and every meeting, we should have a to-do list, which you normally call it a way forward, because we'll be focused, you know, we'll be knowing what are the issues that we are supposed to make follow-ups on. I think it's something that the secretary will do. Like, I requested that all the members should have this set of meetings, that we are going to go through them at our own time, look at the issues and prioritize them and communicate them to my office so that we can sit together with the secretary and make that to-do list in and prioritize issues. But, Honorable Faber, around the issue of stating the names of the members, I think it's something that we personally, I'm not sure, but I still have to go and look for and advise what are the normal standards of taking the minutes in the meeting. And I think I'll give that report in our next meeting. If procedurally is allowed in Parliament to state the names of people, I don't want to commit myself to something that I'm not sure of, but definitely will give a report to that effect.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You see, Madam Chair, the reason for me for that is, for instance, if Honorable de Villiers said something, now I work through this report. Believe me, I like doing my job. So when there's something that I don't have clarity on, that I can actually contact that member and say, you know what, you've got a very good question here. I would like to know what were you thinking of on this, that we can get clarity on that. But now I need a member. I have no idea which member ask the minister this question, and I mean, so we can't get to each other as members saying, but Honorable de Villiers, then I can go into him and I can say, Mr. de Villiers, help me out on this. This actually makes a lot of sense, and you can follow it up, but if you don't know which member it was that posed the question perhaps, then we as committee also don't, like the Prisco one, for instance, I asked the question, I said, a member, tomorrow I'm not here. In a committee meeting, I might be at the opening of Parliament, and this comes to forth, and Mr. de Villiers can't remember who was the person asking this question. It's just to clarify which person asked it, and then just late, for the last, I would just like to ask Honorable Kosmeni forgiveness, but you know, Lucas Radebe was my favorite soccer player, then I heard it was Lucas Radebe. So I ask for forgiveness on that as well. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Honorable Faber, I understand your point. But what I'm saying, let me just consult and check the procedures of meeting recordings. Because my understanding is that in a normal meeting, you won't say, Honorable Wayne said, we are here as a collective. We'll say the committee has decided on. You know, this is the committee. But I'm saying, can I just be afforded that opportunity to consult, and I'll give a report back.
Thank you, Madam
Chair. Honorable members, I think we are on time. Let me just take this opportunity to thank members again for availing them and for their contribution in this meeting. I think, as we agreed that 2010 is very short. I remember the chairperson of the NCOP stated that we've only got 137 days for this year, you know, for parliamentary work. We really, very short, it means that we must be on our toes and do our work. And what I'm going to appeal again to the members, I know members read, but my experience, I was on a flight sometimes last year where I was chatting to one official. I won't even mention the department. And then that big official was busy on the flight, you know, preparing and talking to other ones. Don't worry, I'll be presenting. I know they don't read and all that. And I could see the following day when he saw me in the meeting that he was shocked. He was shocked, but I didn't want to expose him. So I'm pleading with members that, like you said, that officials think that members don't read. They think that we've got a lot of work moving from one meeting to another. But can we just also create time, more time for us to go through our documents? And once they are going to plead with staff, can documents be available for members in time? Myself, I don't, you know, if I go to a meeting not being prepared, you know, it's the same as just staying at home, not coming here. I want to come to meeting, be prepared, knowing the issues, knowing how to interact with the members. And I'm feeling with the members that stuff that I think what happened today is an embarrassment, and it will never happen. It will never happen again. I thank you, honorable members.
Did
No, I'm saying that because of the our deliberations and interactions, I was happy, but what the message that I sent, you know, even not talking to him, is that, you know, if you are there in public, you don't even know everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful of what you are saying. And that thing is an experience, even if with the annual reports, which I think members, when we deal with the annual reports, you must always take the previous annual report and compare with the current. Because they've got this tendency of cut and paste. You find a report of 2009 having the same information, wording, you know, word by word, as the report of 2008. You know, is that because they've got that mentality that we've got a lot of work to do, we run from one meeting to another, they feel that we don't have time to read and go through their reports. I think you remember.
And Chairperson, also, that's why they are giving us the annual report the same day
that we
like yesterday.
But members, I think the last time we made it very clear, and there's something that I talked to the committee secretary, that we want documents in advance. Because reports are there early before we can even start with the report. I think the meeting is adjourned.
Members,